Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, the other story that got a lot of attention yesterday with Jeff and on our show was Dr. Norm Oliver from the Virginia Department of Health making the big announcement that there's a new app called COVIDwise that you can add to your phone, and it allows you to find out if you have been in close proximity with someone who self-reports as, and verified self-reporting of being positive with the Wuhan coronavirus, right? So is that helpful to you? Does that scare you? Ooh, I mean, I got some emails from people who were berserk that they don't trust Ralph Northam, they don't trust the Department of Health, they don't trust Google, they don't trust Apple. So what do we do with that? I thought it was important enough to bring David Saunders back. His company, Madison and Main, is helping the rollout here of COVIDwise. David, I heard your email box was full of comments too. What are you thinking this morning?
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. Great.
Good. Yeah. Email box is full. Conversations are happening. Mm-hmm. COVIDwise was a trending topic on Twitter within a matter of hours after the launch.
Okay.
There's a small vocal minority out there that has been very active that said, hey, look, I don't want my personal data being shared with the government, and I don't want to be tracked.
Right.
And in fact, actually, that's not a small minority. That's 84% of Americans. 84% of Americans, according to the New York Times, said, I don't want to share my information with the government. I don't want to be tracked. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I'm in that 84%, John. I'm the first one to say, hey, look, do I want the federal government or the state government tracking my every movement? Do I want to share my personal data with them? I don't. Guess what? This app does neither one of those things. Okay. It does not share. It does not ask you for personal data. First of all, when you sign up for the app, so anybody goes there and signs up for it can opt in or opt out at any time, and you don't give them any data. It doesn't even ask for your name, John.
Okay.
Doesn't ask for your name, your address, your blood type, or anything else. Okay. Second of all, it doesn't use tracking. Okay. So your phone tracks you anyway, right?
If you've got an iPhone or it's tracking you whether you want it or not.
Absolutely. Like, and here's the thing. Americans said loudly and proudly and clearly, we do not want to share our data and we do not want to be tracked. So 6 or 7 different apps developed by other states, including like Utah, said, you know what, we're going to do this anyway. We're going to use this technology to track people. We're going to keep their data. And barely anybody downloaded the thing because they didn't want to share their data and they didn't want to be tracked. Google and Apple said, you know what, let's take a step back. Let's not use the modern technology. Let's use Bluetooth, a radio frequency that was established. And I was telling somebody yesterday, John, this is much less like 1984 and much more like 1989.
Okay.
That's when Bluetooth was invented.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. UHF, radio signal, is what Bluetooth is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm close to RVA, I get a really strong signal. If I'm in Chincoteague, I might not get a great signal. Bluetooth is the same way at the grocery store. if I'm within 6 feet of you, John, like you and I were the other day when we had lunch, right? Mm-hmm. So our phones are within 6 feet and we're there longer than 15 minutes, then one of us tests positive for COVID later. The phones know that they were in proximity with one another, but it doesn't know that John and Dave were, and it doesn't know that John and Dave were at X restaurant. So it doesn't track you. It doesn't have any location data on it. It sends encrypted messages to a joint server that's held for 10 days so people can understand how it works. And
so
then
if I test, using our lunch as an example, because you and I had lunch, yes, and you were trying to explain this to me the other day, using mm-hmm. our lunch as an example, if, let's say, I went to the doctor and found out, oh, my God, I have COVID, and I got the little code from the Virginia Department of Health and I put it in the phone, you would be notified that you were near somebody, but it wouldn't say, hey, John Reed, the guy from the radio, infected you potentially with COVID, and it wouldn't send a note to Ralph Northam so that the Gestapo could come get me.
Absolutely. So first off, you get the notification, and it's totally up to you whether you want to notify your network. Okay. So that's the first thing. And you have to have a 6-digit randomized code from a contact tracer at VDH. The only people contacted by VDH are the ones that test positive through their doctor or through a lab. Then you get that. Then you can opt in to notify folks. And then those folks are notified anonymously. It doesn't say that John got COVID and therefore you need to be tested. It says a phone you were near 1 day ago, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, or whatever else, tested positive. So we don't even know. And here's the thing. You know, I was correcting a journalist who called it a tracking app yesterday.
Oh, boy, that's a killer.
and I said, you know, part of the thing is it can't do something that it wasn't designed to do. Mm-hmm. So let's say that a tracking app is a car, okay, and Bluetooth is a horse and buggy. You can call a horse and buggy all day long a car, but it doesn't automatically drive. You know, it still has an older technology, and I think she finally got it when I explained that.
Well, that's a good example. I mean, you're just up against the paranoia that's out there trying to explain this. But I you know what, I appreciate the fact that you start out by saying you're one of the people that doesn't want to be tracked, because I think a lot of us in the conservative community, and you know this, the assumption is the government's always trying to get you, you know, one way or another, and this just seems like the perfect way to do it.
Well, part of it, I think, is just an education thing, John. You know, we're up against the fact that 6 or 7 other states, and I can't remember the number, have already tried this and failed because they used a technology that nobody wanted.
Right. Okay.
And now Virginia, first in the nation to use this Google and Apple framework. So we're not only combating the paranoia there, we're combating these 6 or 7 other trials that failed. Mm-hmm. Now, the good news is it worked. It worked in Germany. It's worked in other European countries, and it's had widespread adoption. The great news is, and I'll tell you this, I just looked at the numbers yesterday. In the first 24 hours, John, we had 173,000 downloads of this app in a state of only 8 million people, right? And so that was nuts. That was crazy. That was 3 times what we expected. And people are getting it and seeing it, and it's very successful. But the stat that I'll leave you with is this, okay? 8 million Virginians don't need to download this app for it to be effective because, one, 3/4 of the state has a smartphone, so first off. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to have the majority of folks with the smartphone do this. Literally every single person that downloads it makes a difference because every 1.5 downloads, according to the Oxford study, prevents one infection. Mm-hmm. So if you start extrapolating that, you know, that's over 100,000 infections on day one that were prevented by just downloading this app. So hopefully we can get the word out.
Well,
we know,
listen,
it's not for everyone.
You're doing your job, and you are letting people know about it. And I thought it was important to go back over it because people seem so agitated well, curious and agitated yesterday. Both curious and agitated. Mm-hmm. So you've helped explain it again. I appreciate that.
Well, I hope I have, John. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on today. So,
of course. I'm always happy to talk to you. In person at lunch or on the radio. David Saunders, who runs Madison in Maine.
Let's do lunch again. Let's turn our phones on and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Don't you call me and tell me you got COVID after I finally had lunch with you. Come on.
I am not going to get that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.